It has been a very long last day of the working week, and I do apologize for that. I hope it doesn't come across too much into this evening's podcast, but it is the 21st of July, 2017. It is episode 16 of the podcast, and this is Photo Friday. And since I come across as seeming to enjoy being controversial, let me tackle a subject that will probably get some people's feathers a little bit ruffled with the statement that everyone is a photographer, and often they can be a very good one. And there are many professional photographers that may not like for non-professional photographers to be further encouraged. But the truth is simple. Digital has done for photography what Kodak's Box Brownie has always intended to do. And without the recurring revenue and film processing that would have kept Kodak going for a bit longer. But in any case, the smartphone has also only accelerated that process. And even further today, we can see the good and the bad of things that are kind of coming out of this, depending on which side of the fence you sit on. But let's take a moment to consider some definitions as we further look at the statement that everyone is a photographer. So the definition of a photographer is simple. If photography is painting with light, then someone who takes a photograph is by definition a photographer. Pretty simple. I feel like we should be able to just close the conversation at this point. But let me give a little bit more context to what I find to be a bit of a frustration, which is actually shared by a couple of other, if you want to call them celebrity type photographers, and has been very well voiced, in fact, by people like, or photographers like David Duchemin in many respects. There are those struggling professional photographers and some of those who are not struggling professional photographers, but like to proclaim perhaps maybe that they are, who would try and proclaim that only someone who has a degree or is published or earns a full-time income from the craft of taking pictures is a real photographer. Whether they would actually be so blunt as to say it that way, they certainly do often treat other photographers that way. And many of these people would belittle the term amateur to indicate someone who is inferior to themselves at the art of photography. Now, let us be clear that the word amateur has its root from words that denote one who has a love or a passion. There is nothing shameful about being an amateur, one who takes images for the love of the art and that can very often create even greater quality work than professionals, is something to be proud of. There have been many professional photographers who have published out just any kind of work in order to get paid. They're making their living from the skills that they have, but they're not always doing the work that they have a passion about. One of the benefits of being an amateur is being able to do what you're passionate about because you have the freedom to do so. You're not having to look for your next paycheck. That doesn't make being an amateur inferior in any way. A good example of that would be the discovery of the photographer Vivian Maier. So for those of you who are not familiar with Vivian Maier, let me kind of give you a brief overview and you can go and look into her life in a little bit more detail on your own. Just try and sift out a bit more of the commercial elements of the story that's being told about her today from what we know. And there's not actually a lot that we know because she was basically, her work was discovered about 2 years before her death. Vivian Maier, for a period of about 40 years, which ended in around the 1990s, is when she finally put down her cameras, from what we can tell, early 1990s, created a body of work of over 100,000 images, documenting street life in particular. And she did this while working as a full-time nanny. So the real shock, I think, to this is that most people who knew her during that period did not know that she was such a prolific and particularly talented photographer. Her work, as I said, was only found 2 years prior to her passing away in 2009. And so what we've discovered about her is that, you know, she kept this photographic side of her maybe a little bit more hidden or secretive. You know, she didn't appear in any way to be trying to make a living as a professional photographer. She really was, in that regards, from everything that we can tell, the perfect definition of an amateur photographer, someone who was passionate about creating a body of work and documenting the things that she saw. And the quality of her work for many feel like it's, you know, establishes this incredible standard of street photography, particularly in cities like Chicago and New York, going from the 50s through to the 1990s. And so, again, an amateur photographer does not need to be inferior because they're not earning their income from their work. They're not inferior in terms of the quality of their work. And so I think it's important for us to kind of drill that point home. Amateurs have the luxury of being able to shoot what they do and what they want to because they don't have to look for the next bill. Now, this is not about beating up on professional photographers. That's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to say is we shouldn't squash other people's passions because they don't subscribe to the way that, you know, we feel a photographer should be qualified or certified. It's not an industry necessarily like medicine. You know, it's not a life or death situation all the time. If someone's taking a picture or how they're taking a picture, except selfies seems to have a bit of a record for not being as safe as what was the statistic the last time I heard? You've got more chance of dying by selfie than being bitten by a shark. But in any case, I'm digressing a bit. The point is that I'm trying to make is you don't need to be inferior as an amateur photographer. And as a professional photographer, in this world where everyone is a photographer, there is still an opportunity to be found. I'll chat to you about that after the break. Sorry, I've always wanted to put that break jingle in the middle of a segment. All right, so after that break, here is what I think there is in terms of an opportunity. There is a silver lining to some of what we've been talking a little bit about, and to professional photographers who might be feeling a little bit discouraged. Yes, smartphone cameras have increased the ability for everyone to not only take a reasonable quality picture from a technical or hardware perspective, but also to be able to edit and share that image from their phone. It feels like there's less and less need for cameras and computers and Photoshop and all of these things, as you know, we've consumerized so much of the photographic experience. But there are limitations to the technology that the average consumer has in their pocket. And the fact is that camera sales are showing a huge decline because of the popularity of smartphones. So where is the silver lining? Basically, it comes down to the fact that there are circumstances where you need specialist experience and specialist camera gear to be able to get the right image. And so I think in the future, it may be increasingly difficult to be a photographer who claims to specialize in everything or in every genre. To be honest, that is actually the antithesis really of specializing. But to those who actually want to build their brand in a specific genre with the correct equipment and expertise, could carve out for themselves quite an interesting niche for the future. Yes, there will always be weekend warriors. But those weekend warriors, if they are not pricing themselves correctly, are going to lose money sometime. And, you know, as economies tighten, as people go through the ups and downs of life, if it's not really where they're making their income, it's going to be challenging for them to sustain it long term. So I think you've got to look at, I look at people who were weekend warriors and literally after a year or two are not weekend warriors anymore. And again, there's nothing wrong with having them. If anything, it should keep us on our toes more to strive to be better at our profession. But that doesn't mean that we should be trying to put down the passion people have. If the work is good, the work is good. I think the biggest thing that the industry needs to do is to be a little bit more embracive in trying to help people understand what it actually takes to run a business. To be honest, sometimes I think as creatives, generally across different sectors, the biggest difficulty that people have is not being able to price themselves correctly or understanding the cost implications of what they do with their art and how to actually make a living out of it. But I'm getting again sidetracked, I do apologize. The point is the box brownie did not kill professional photography. And I do not feel that the smartphone or weekend warriors will do the same either. It will be a sifting sand, there's no doubt about it. And yes, photography is more commoditized now than it possibly has been before. So unlike with the box brownie, where you can kind of see technology advancing and photography professionals at least kind of increasing in some respects for a period of time, I'm not sure that professional photography, the demand of it will increase straight away. But those who will struggle less will be those who carve out for themselves a particular niche or genre. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk a bit about today. I think it's important for us not to make amateur a derogatory term. Let's focus on the fact that everybody can have a passion and that we can appreciate other people's passion and be inspired by it. Well, those are my random thoughts for this Photo Friday. Tell me if you found them interesting. Tell me if you like this feature or if you prefer some of the other features I've been recording for the last 3 weeks. I am going to probably start adjusting what I talk about in this podcast moving forward. It's not always feasible for me to do a podcast every day. So are there some features that you find more interesting than others that you think I should keep and some that you think I should maybe do away with? Please let me know. If you're listening on anchor.fm, we really appreciate it if you would call in and give the feedback there. Otherwise, you can go to tristandhall.co.za and you can leave a comment in the show notes. Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Cheers.